Seeking to retrieve withheld diplomas. Applicants must have a Dekai ID card, be graduates of private schools in Jakarta, and come to the underprivileged families listed in BitDKIS, or hold an SKPM certificate. They must submit a document including ID copies, a family card, a letter of outstanding fees from the school, and a statement letter with applications directed to the local education sub-department. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto will visit Russia in June 2025 to meet President Vladimir Putin and deliver a keynote speech at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. His visit will focus on strengthening bilateral ties and advancing the Indonesian-Eurasian Economic Union Free Trade Agreement. Prabowo's participation highlights Indonesia's growing role in global economic cooperation. And that was the news. Indonesia today, and right now we will have a special Voi Talk that will come soon. So stay tuned with us always in online streaming, voinews.id, short within 3225 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in AA Digital for those of you who are watching on demand. And here is Maudie Ayunda with Jakarta Ramai.
Thank you for listening.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety, don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery. Netherlands bilateral relations with Ambassador of the Kingdom of the Netherlands to Indonesia, Timor Leste, and ASEAN, His Excellency Mark Gerritsen, hosted by Rama, in today's special episode of Voice Talk, only on Voice of Indonesia. So stay tuned with us. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. We are listeners and viewers. Today's Voice Talk presents a very special thing about a special day in the Kingdom of the Netherlands, which is celebrating a national holiday called Koningsdag or King's Day on April 27. And to find out more about the event, the bilateral ties between Indonesia and the Netherlands, joining us here already in the studio of Voice of Indonesia, please welcome His Excellency Mark Gerritsen, Dutch Ambassador to Indonesia. Welcome by Voice of Indonesia, Your Excellency.
Thank you so much. Please call me Mark. It's a pleasure to be here at Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for hosting me.
Pleasure is ours. It's like I told the listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia that the Netherlands is celebrating Koningsdag or King's Day. So we are so curious about the dip. Meaning of this day for the Dutch people here in Indonesia, in the Netherlands, and abroad.
Right, well, for every country, of course, a national day is a special day. In our case, it's King's Day. It's the birthday of our King, King Willem Alexander. And this year, on the 27th of April, he will turn 58 years old. He's been on the throne for 14 years, and we celebrate the birthday. But the deeper meaning is also that the King, he is the ceremonial head of state, and he's the person that keeps society together. So we celebrate togetherness by going out in the streets, by having playing games, doing all sorts of things. But in the end, it's about celebrating the Netherlands, and we do that in a festive way, in a bit of a, I would say, a little party. Yeah, well, maybe a big party.
Well, how festive is it usually?
Well, there's a lot of music, live music, DJs in the streets, everyone is in the streets. In April, the weather is usually really nice, blue skies, it's spring, and people come out to enjoy the weather, and also to enjoy each other's company. There's a lot of food, and a very special feature is that all the children come and buy or sell their toys or some or food that they made at home, so it's a bit of a flea market idea.
Flea market,
that's right.
No matter much weighted one, even the weather supports the festivity.
Usually, yeah, you never know, the weather in the Netherlands is quite unpredictable, but April and May are really usually nice weather.
Spring. How this national celebration reflects the continued relevance of the monarchy in today's globalized and democratic world?
Well, the King and his family, so the Queen and their three daughters, who are young adults now, and others, they visit a city every year, a different city in the Netherlands, and they go around. People, of course, greet the King and Queen and their family, and they show specific traditions from that city, and that is very much appreciated. And that's, of course, broadcast live on television, so everyone in the whole country can enjoy. But again, our King is a symbolic head of state who really makes sure everyone feels Dutch. I think there are two moments in the year that he addresses everyone, which is around Christmas, but also on King's Day.
Okay, and in this year's King's Day, any special values or messages highlighted?
Well, King's Day is celebrated all over the world by the Dutch community, and also in the different capitals, like here in Jakarta. We as embassy invite all our guests, Indonesian guests, the Dutch community, the diplomatic community, international organizations, and it's free for everyone to choose a theme. So we thought for the Indonesian-Dutch relations, it might be nice to take as a theme Football Unites, because there's a very special relationship between the Netherlands and Indonesia when it comes to football.
Okay, so for Dutch people here in Indonesia, maybe you could tell more when and what events that can join on this year's King's Day.
Right, so King's Day for us here in Jakarta will be celebrated with a diplomatic reception on the 29th of April with the theme Football Unites, as I said, and also the Dutch community itself, they organize a orange ball, so a gala, a big party, and as a third event, there's also four children here in Jakarta, both Indonesian and Dutch children. There's also a flea market, including games like Koekhappen, which is for children to bite a dangling cake. I think you know something similar here. You might
know.
That's right. Yeah, so we have a thing that we say with like cake, and also something we call spiker pooping, which is trying to dangle a pin into a bottle, which is also a bit of it requires some skill, and people who are good at dancing, they're probably also good at spiker pooping.
Oh, some of the similarities then with like races on the Indonesia's Independence Day celebration. Okay, and during the spirit of this King's Day, how do you persist the role of cultural diplomacy in trying to bring people to people relations and mutual understanding between the Dutch and Indonesian societies?
Well, we feel that that culture is an excellent way to for different nations, for people to understand each other. Coming from different backgrounds, if you exchange cultural ideas, express yourself in a way like through music, but also through art or design or architecture, having a dialogue about that and exchanging or seeing where is synergy, can we make art or culture together, that really is what we try to do, because it enhances our relations, it enhances our understanding, and we're very fortunate here in Jakarta. We have Erasmus House, which is our cultural center. It's connected to the embassy in Kuningan, and everyone can come there. No need to make an appointment. The Erasmus House is open to everyone 6 days a week, and with a library, with an auditorium, with for concerts and meetings, and also an exhibit space.
For free.
It's for free, and people can go there anytime they like. Anything is also programmed, from classical music to a Latin night with a jazz orchestra, and with lots of different activities, also for children, also film screening, so everyone can come.
Looking forward to it, don't forget, for those happening to be in Indonesia, especially in Jakarta. And when it comes to...
Oh, sorry, by the way, we also program events in other cities. So whenever we bring, for instance, a Dutch string quartet, we also make sure they have a concert, for instance, in Yogyakarta, Surabaya, or Makassar, or Medan, or Ambon. So there's a lot of, Indonesia has so much to offer, but it's also so large that if we stick to the Jakarta model, then we would not be able to really do what we want to do, which is to reach all Indonesians.
So just keep updated on the social media.
Yeah.
Erasmus has Instagram account.
Exactly, Instagram, we both have an account for our Erasmus House and for our embassy, NL in Indonesia.
NL in Indonesia, that's the account, okay. And now talking about the cultural cooperation between the two countries, speaking about the recent return of 288 Indonesian cultural objects from the Netherlands that marks a significant milestone in our shared historical journey. So what does this repatriation represent for the bilateral relationship, and how does it demonstrate the Netherlands' commitment to reconciliation and cultural justice?
Well, we're really happy with the cooperation we have with Indonesia in this field. Ministry of Culture and our Ministry of Culture work together in a very good way to make sure that cultural objects that are in the Netherlands but that belong in Indonesia, because they were originally from here, can return. Pulang kampung, which is where they need to be. And this cooperation, you mentioned the recent repatriation of 288 objects, like cuirasses and statues and all kinds of different objects from Java, from Bali, from Lombok and other places. But there's much more. Already this was the third batch, so the two batches before that all added up. I think it's more than 800 objects already, and there's more coming. So there's still in the Netherlands in certain collections, objects that belong here, and we're working on it, making sure that when there's a request from Indonesia for it to be returned, we make sure it happens as soon as possible.
Okay, from culture, we go to education. Are there any upcoming programs or initiatives planned to further engage? We talk about Indonesian alumni now of Dutch educational institutions. How does the Netherlands view the role of these alumni in nurturing long-term bilateral ties?
Well, I always say alumni, so Indonesians who have studied in the Netherlands, whether it's just for a few weeks or for a full bachelor or master's or PhD, then alumni are ambassadors for the Netherlands, because they all come back from the Netherlands with special memories, with new friendships, with cultural experiences, so they can explain about the Netherlands in Indonesia, and we're really keen to activate the alumni network. So when you are an alumnus of a Dutch institution of higher education, please come to us, let us know through social media, and we are thinking of enhancing and connecting the different alumni networks that already exist, anything from WhatsApp groups of alumni to our official foundations to enhance alumni cooperation. We are thinking of connecting all the dots and making one big network and organize events if we have interesting guests, like a minister visiting, or we have something that we can show online. We want to really continue their Dutch connection, make sure they stay connected, and they can also be very helpful to us. So it's a two-way street there.
So they can be ambassadors for Dutch, for the Netherlands and Indonesia, wherever they are.
That's right.
Speaking of Indonesia and the Netherlands, are inseparable from football. Even the new coach of Indonesian national football team is from the Netherlands, the naturalized players as well. So how do you see the contribution of Dutch coach and the players to strengthen the national football team?
Well, I think what Pak Erik Thohir is doing is a very interesting approach. He makes sure that players in Timnas have a strong connection to Indonesia, right? So whenever he finds a Dutch player with grandparents that were born in Indonesia and they are willing to play for Indonesia, you can see they really are eager to contribute to the success of Timnas, of Garuda playing at the World Cup next year. And we of course hope so too, that happens. My dream is actually that the Netherlands and Indonesia play each other on the World Cup stage. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Oh, I mean, finger crossed, right?
That would be really, really nice. But also, I think football is much more than playing on the world stage. Mm. Football is also, across the country, a very accessible sport for boys and girls. And it's not only about football skills. It's also about teamwork, about leadership, about empowerment, right? If you play together, it can really give you a sense of pride and you feel stronger. If you have a healthy lifestyle and you play regularly. And that approach is also something we try to work with Indonesia on. So our football association is working with PSSE on a program that is called World Coaches. And it means that it's a coach-to-coaches or train-the-trainer program where coaches and trainers get certain skills that they can apply all over the country. And that helps maybe to raise the level of their football skills, so that in maybe 5 to 10 years from now, Timnas fully consists of players like Marcelino, who was raised here and learned football here. So that would be, of course, the next step, and I really hope that is going to materialize soon.
Hopefully. And is that a part of the idea of football diplomacy? Could you elaborate that? term or the idea?
Yeah, I think this is part of it. You know, it's football is really it's a great way to communicate. What we want to do is, as embassy, I already said that earlier, we don't want to stick to the Jakarta bubble. And football reaches many, many people across the archipelago. And so for us, football, apart from that it's fun and it really connects people, it's also a way to communicate certain messages, like the importance of healthy lifestyle. And that also connects to maybe the Dutch community, because President Carbolo is always saying, as it has his priority, the free school meal program with dairy products, with school milk being an important element there. One of the biggest dairy producers here in Indonesia is Frisian Flag, a Dutch company. So this is something that's through food and football, healthy lifestyle, food is all connected.
Wow, okay, like a domino effect. Okay, actually, we'd like to talk more about the bilateral ties, but now we are also curious about your diplomatic career, leading you now to become Dutch ambassador to Indonesia. Could you tell us about it?
Sure. Well, I've been very fortunate in the almost 30 years that I've been working as a diplomat so far, that I was able to do lots of different things. I was posted both in The Hague at headquarters at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and abroad, alternatively, for instance, in Japan and in Italy and also in the Middle East, in Palestine, in fact. So I worked in Ramallah, on the West Bank, and also in Gaza a long time ago when the situation was very different from what it is now. But that gave me very different experiences, and also in between postings, I was in the Netherlands also doing different things. And that is one of the things I like most, is it's always working with people, and it's always in a different context. Although you keep the same employer, it's always the Ministry of Foreign Affairs I've been working for, that they sent me out to different places, and I consider myself very lucky now to be the ambassador of the Netherlands here in Jakarta.
Okay, so now we would like to know your impression of Indonesia, but through quick Q&A. So please mention the first word coming to your mind when hearing these words related to Indonesia. Are you ready?
I hope so, please.
Okay, number one. What is the first word coming to your mind when hearing the word Indonesia?
Archipelago.
Jakarta.
Big durian.
Have you tasted?
Yes. Delicious.
Delicious, okay. Your Indonesian favorite food?
I would say either kerupuk or gado-gado. I would say combined, yes, of course, yeah. But what I like about kerupuk is also just the sound of the word. I really like that, and it also reminds me of home, because this is also something my mother made nasi goreng maybe once a week, so it was something really well-known. But gado-gado I like, because I like vegetables, I like healthy food, and gado-gado is all of that, very tasty too.
Peanut sauce, yeah. Irresistible.
Exactly.
Indonesian tourism.
More and more Indonesians coming all over the world.
Okay, the last one. Indonesia and the Netherlands
Have a very strong, forward-looking relationship.
Sorry, that's not really the last one. Indonesian word that you first learned.
Oh, the first word is probably nasi, but that's a very long time ago. What I learned yesterday, I was talking about the time, and I learned semper empat.
Semper empat.
Semper empat.
Okay, yeah. A quarter. That's so right. The first word you learned is nasi.
Yeah.
It's the thing, the food that we cannot leave without.
That's right. Yeah, and I think, maybe it was nasi or it was sake. I'm not sure, but in any case, it was food related.
Okay, so you can say nasi, sake.
Many other words. What I really like about
I
don't say I'm good at Indonesian, but Indonesian. But what I want to say is that what I like when I'm discovering more about Indonesian language is also the many words that come from Dutch. It's always a discovery to see that, and it's very fun to see.
Is it right that like klaar?
Yeah, klaar and telat also. Yeah,
so many words. Many words.
Yeah.
I cannot remember.
Kulkas. Yeah.
Kulkas.
Yeah. Kamar. Yeah. Reckoning. Yeah.
And support.
Yeah. That's what we say. Spore. Yeah. So the train system. Yeah.
Okay. Your answer will be, I wish I could have more time to talk more with you, but time is running out. So hopefully we can have another occasion to talk more about Indonesia and the Netherlands.
I hope so. Thank you very much for hosting me.
Okay, thank you.
Ha ha.
Well, dear listeners and viewers, that's today's VOA Talk on the King's Day bilateral ties between Indonesia and the Netherlands with His Excellency Mark Harrison, Dutch Ambassador to Indonesia. I'm Rahma from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita terus berusaha untuk menyempurnakan.
breath after her, with each verse recounting a growing emotional journey. Well, sir, here is Kanchan Biro with the song Happy Young Taluka. Happy listening.
Listen to Ray singing, me singing, but no, that was Ray Puta. And want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRA stations across Indonesia? RRA.co.id is the answer. RRA.co.id, the official news pro of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. But don't share the sign, it's not too late.
Screen time!
Dad, help me! Find more ways to protect children online from the local children protection agency or visit unicef.org. Listener, Ask Uncle Claire is one of the legendary solo calendar devices because there are not many cages selling this calendar anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in solo and want to face this traditional calendar. Although it is a popular calendar delicacy in solo, in certain places there are still cages selling this Ask Uncle product, such as in the Gede Market, the Lion Market, and in the Manahan Field. Because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Ask Uncle better, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call Gumpo as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, Gumpo comes from the word Jumpo because it uses the fingers. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces.